This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Jackie Needus. Jackie, how's your day going?
Oh, it's a great Friday. Thank you, Sean.
So, kind of taking it back to the beginning, what year were you born and in what city?
I was born in Appleton, Wisconsin in 1951.
Okay, so what brought you to Indiana?
I was attracted to Indiana because my eventual husband, Michael O'Brien, came here in 1977 for a job.
So you met him up north and you guys came down for the opportunity.
But we met in 1970. He came here in 77 and I followed in 79.
Okay. And how did you stumble upon St. Joan of Arc?
When Michael first came here, he moved into an apartment building on Pennsylvania Street, and there was an older neighbor and his sister who attended St. Joan of Arc, Don and Mary Moore, brother and sister, and they were avid St. Joan of Arc folks. And even though he was living technically in the cathedral catchment area, Don and Mary convinced him that he should look at St. Joan of Arc instead.
Okay. So what was your first impression when you went?
Well, when I finally went, because of course I didn't go until a little bit later, was that it was gorgeous and kind of an amazing surprise to us, but it was also kind of low-key at the time.
All right, and then what was some of the things that you and your husband, Mike, got involved with?
One of the first memories I have is being invited to a garden party that was hosted by DJ and George Maley, and it was a fundraiser for the school. And I think this would have been when Father Tom was still there. And we were fascinated because one of the things about Indiana that made us crazy is it seemed like, this is going to sound terrible, but it seemed like there sure wasn't the socializing related to church families that we were used to. And we went to this garden party, and we were totally blown away. I felt like we were back home in good old Catholic Wisconsin because, quite frankly, we were all having drinks in the garden and talking about how to help the church. It just felt so welcoming. And so in many ways, DJ and George were one of our first introductions to getting involved in doing something related to St. Joan of Arc and its school.
So were you involved in any committees or in any groups or French Market over the years?
Oh, yeah. Over the years, all of those. I've served on the building project committee twice. The first time when we did all of the exterior tuck pointing, and I remember going up the bell tower in a lift to try to inspect all of the
stone
and everything. It was so fascinating, and it was such an important project. And then I had the opportunity to serve on that same committee just a few years ago when we did the interior of the church. And these were logical jobs for me because I've been involved in facilities management in my work life. I've also had the opportunity to both chair French Market and to serve on multiple committees, most recently the last 4 or 5 years on the food committee for French Market. So my final big engagement at St. Joan of Arc would have been to chair the committee that created the child care center out of the old Broadway Library. So had some great opportunities to be involved in the church.
Okay, and what has been your career and also your husband's?
I'm the CEO for the Indianapolis Public Library, and so I have 45 years of public library management under my belt.
Okay.
So I'm used to taking care of big buildings that lots of people want to come to.
And then your husband?
My husband was a long-time communications person who owned a printing company here in town.
Oh.
And Michael was very involved. He was on parish council. He chaired French Market. He was super involved in the whole strengths training and strengths effort at St. Joan of Arc. Together, we also hosted new parishioner receptions at our house for probably, I don't know, the last 10 or 12 years.
Wow. So who would be some people, just a few, you probably know a ton, but who would be a few people you'd like to mention that you really appreciate, that you know they've done a lot for the church?
Well, certainly the Maileys. And then also, without a doubt, there's these quiet folks who have just made such a difference. I think about John Peone, who has always been there in terms of the church's beauty, and also my good friend Rob Halter, who is the chair of food for French Market all these years. Can't say enough about the tireless spirit of someone like Karen Smith, who has always been a strong leader to actually get work done. Very grateful for the warmth that was provided over the years by Father Pat, and the wisdom and care that I have seen in Father Guy.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been blessed.
So if you were going to describe to someone interested in coming to St. Joan of Arc and joining, just how would you describe it overall?
Historically, St. Joan of Arc appealed to us because it was extremely diverse and very welcoming. And that was an important aspect. Not all churches celebrated diversity, and not all churches were as welcoming in real life as they like to think they are. St. Joan of Arc did both of those things very strongly over the years. And that's not to say that those things don't continue to require effort and investment, emotional investment, but they were definitely strengths of St. Joan of Arc over the years.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close this out?
I will just say one sweet thing, and that is that I only have a son, and when it came to one of our foreign exchange students wanting to get married, I'll never forget Father Pat saying that she could get married at St. Joan of Arc as if she were our daughter, since I probably would never otherwise be able to have a daughter get married there. And so she did, and so our Panamanian daughter got married at St. Joan of Arc. It was a big, glorious Latina wedding, and it was just a reminder to me of how welcoming St. Joan of Arc really was.
And how many children over the years have you let...
have stayed with us? About 130.
So is that a foreign exchange program, or how are
yes.
you? Okay.
It's called Homestay International, and it's always been interesting to bring children of other young people of other faith traditions to St. Joan of Arc, because I think they have all found it inspirational.
Wow, that's very inspiring. I mean, that's very inspiring. And do you still keep in contact? Do they actually connect with each other, or do you still keep tabs?
Many of them, yes. In fact, that was evidenced last year when Michael passed away, how many of them were in communication with us during that entire period.
Wow.
And some of them still come back to St. Joan of Arc if they're in town.
That's amazing. Well, Jackie, I really thank you for your time, but if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome.